Is your mute off, Mandy?
It is.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 20th of April, 2020, and this is a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to
readjourn? I'll make a motion to reopen the meeting.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Mandy, how many folks are on?
50.
Currently. Okay. Good. Thank you all for joining. We'll start the way we have started these last few meetings with the department heads. Chief Bowden.
The attorney and myself, you guys wanted us to look at additional parking fines during the state of emergency for people who violated. The attorney came up with an additional parking ordinance for state of emergency parking if they violated it, which all you guys should have. I looked into the fines for Whitesville Beach and Carolina Beach, and they're 30 and 50. Depending on how many days late without
paying. Is there anybody there?
Yeah.
Is that microphone not on for the chief?
Sounds like it's on. In here it does. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep going, chief.
Depending on how many days late, the fines go up from there. But
am I too early for the call-in?
No, everyone else seems to be.
Can you hear us, ma'am?
5:30 also.
Oh, okay. So it's not just me. Thank you. All right, folks. I'll hang out for a little bit. Thanks.
Hang on, ma'am. We're going to take a look at why you can't, if there's something wrong with the system here.
The meeting has been locked.
Lost?
Locked.
Locked.
What a modern age we live in. What?
Yeah, we hear it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it wasn't going out.
I'll just ask you to repeat it, Chief.
Okay.
If you would.
Hello, citizens. Can you hear Town Hall now?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm here. You are no longer muted.
Citizens, can you hear us?
Are we back online, Mandy?
Yes.
Citizens
okay.
Online, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Please mute your phones.
Yes.
Thank you. And thanks for letting us know. Chief, I would ask you to start again for those who could not hear.
Sure.
Chief Bowden, Police Department.
You are no longer muted.
Sure. Myself and the attorney were tasked with coming up with a new town ordinance for state of emergency for illegal parking. The attorney wrote one, and all you guys should have it and to look at. The only other thing was the fine. Whitesville Beach fine and Carolina Beach fine we looked at, they're 30 and 50, and then they go up if they're not paid after so many days. So we just need to, if you guys agree to it, we need to put in a fine for us, and we're thinking $75 for the first offense. There is no additional late fees or anything like that for us, but that's what we came up with, $75.
So this, Chief, is specifically a parking ordinance during a declaration of emergency?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, my only concern is, you might not have seen Wrightsville Beach's announcement yesterday, but they have a $500 civil fine for parking. So that's I asked the chief to reach out and find out what the parking fees were.
Yeah.
And as you guys remember our discussion last week, the issue is, okay, I don't want to be punitive, but I want to make sure that we're comparable or higher than the local communities. If someone's, okay, I'm going to pay the fee anyway, where am I going? I wanted to make sure it was not here. And then Riceville Beach in their announcement yesterday, if you guys look, it's a $500 civil fine and a class 2 misdemeanor is what they have in their state of emergency, just for us to understand.
For parking, it's a misdemeanor?
Yeah. Right. If you look in their state of emergency, I had no
idea. They don't reference what section, but it does say a civil fine.
Yeah, it was right underneath.
That's wrong.
Violators of these restrictions, and the restrictions are public parking and private parking lots, right underneath that. So I assume it references all of them. We've asked for their ordinance that they passed that supports this, but we don't have it yet, right? Some violators of these restrictions are subject to being charged with a class 2 misdemeanor, $500 civil fine for each violation, and the towing of non-compliant vehicles. So does this one allow you to tow as well, Chief?
It's under our normal parking, which allows us to tow if we need to.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure council is clear on, they left it open on how much it was. I asked the chief to bring how much their fees were, which he did, but this is a different fee that Riceville did with their state of emergency.
And also, you guys wanted me to contact Lanier Parking, which we did, and I forwarded the email to you, the questions they have, so we can get those kind of answered in the next day or two. They can give us some kind of feedback on if they could do it or not.
Yep.
They said if it's civil, they felt like they could do it, which all of ours are civil. So they could write tickets, but you know, there's some other questions about what vehicles they would have and if they would use our tickets and that kind of stuff. So
I would tell you that as a liaison to the police department, I'll work with Chief Bowden, and we have a call with the county and other mayors on Wednesday, and if at our next extension of this meeting, we'll come up with the answers to those questions.
Yep. No, I think that's exactly the right thing to do. I mean,
including the recommendation, and we'll get a copy of the ordinance. $500 is a big number for a parking ticket.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, actually. That's why I asked for the ordinance that they passed, or the wording or language they did that in a meeting so that they could charge that. I'm just interested. I can't imagine that's in their normal fee structure.
So
maybe it is.
We'll communicate the next day or two, Chief, and figure out what we have to do with this thing.
Okay.
If we can. Well, I guess you already requested the ordinance from their town manager.
Yep. Andy's reached out to him. Yep.
Okay. All right. So we should have that, and then we'll compare that. But the way the ordinance is worded, I don't particularly have a problem with it. We
okay.
just need to put a number in it. Probably should read that. Cree Beach Town Code is hereby amended by adding a section to be numbered 1010050, Parking Violations During State of Emergency, which section reads as follows. During a declaration of state of emergency by the town of Cree Beach, North Carolina, which closes public parking as well as beach access areas, any motor vehicle found parked in violation of this section may be cited for a civil citation in the amount of, and that's what we're going to need to figure out. Okay.
So, Chief, with the questions that you forwarded us, were there any you were concerned about that Lanier's asking that we won't be able to figure out? I think they look straightforward, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I'm worried that time-wise, how long it's going to take them to get set up if we do decide to use them.
Yep. Well, that's why we got to get the answers back today or tomorrow for you. I understand.
Mayor?
Yes, John.
Any one of the council members or in the audience here foresee a situation where we have a state of emergency that closed parking and not the beach access? Because this reads to me that you got to have both in order to do this new fine.
We don't typically close beach accesses during a hurricane, do we?
No, we just have a state, we just have a curfew.
Yeah, well, it's a hurricane, you don't really have to close beach access.
And after the hurricane, you have a state of emergency, generally a curfew.
Well, we confine people to their property, so we have a curfew.
Yes.
So they're technically not closed, but you're in violation of the curfew, so that's why they're not closed. So I'm trying to think, I mean, it's a great question, John.
We're talking about giving parking fines, but it reads, as well as the access area being closed.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it need to have that? Andy, did you put that in for a specific reason?
I wrote it that way because this is the first time we've ever had this closing of public parking and beach access areas.
Right.
So I just went as well as, I just threw it in. But it's covered under the statutes that I cited, that I took this from, that the town has the authority to close any parking areas, and that in itself would stand alone.
Well, I think John's concern is, why do we add extra requirements, right? I don't know when you'd ever do that, John, but it's a good point, right?
Well, the point, during a hurricane, we don't close parking. People can park. They just can't leave their property.
Unless there's a curfew, they can't drive down here and park. Because they're not on private property.
No, that's true. But if they are parked on the street, they can stay on the street.
Yeah, the cars can. That's true.
So it's a good question, John. We'll take a quick look at it, and we'll come back with a revision based on the price as well. Any other questions on that, gentlemen?
No.
Alan Parker, good job, Chief.
Thanks,
we'll
Chief.
We'll get you the answers as fast as
a little more complex than anticipated.
Yes, sir.
Chief Kennedy, fire.
Thank you, Counselor. I have no updates on the fire department side as they moved our joint meeting with other municipalities to Friday, so I might have an operational update this coming Friday. I do not foresee any at this time. It seems like business is going to be as usual as far as medical equipment that we use on the scene and our response protocol. As far as the lifeguards, they've kicked off minimal amounts of people. I think they had one person today. I would like to thank Chief Bowden and the police department for helping out over the last few weeks. Every time that we have called, they have been very quick to come down there. So thank you for that, Chief, and the police department as well. I did meet with Carolina Beach and Riceville Beach today to discuss lifeguard season. And there were many questions tossed around. And obviously, we're not going to have all the answers tonight, and I'm not expecting any guidance tonight as well, but at least we'll get the wheels spinning. We currently have our trials posted for May 2nd and May 9th, which so do the other beaches. I guess the first question would be, what will a hard stop be on hosting the trials? For example, could we, under the current conditions, host a trial if we were to meet the minimum of, or the maximum of 10 lifeguards? Remaining 6 feet away due to being authorized personnel under public safety. Secondly, if the beaches remain closed, will it be closed to lifeguard training as well? Obviously, if the beaches are closed, there's not a need for lifeguards, but we do, of course, need to have them ready. As I stated last week or the week before, we do expect a very high return rate this year, so we have discussed grandfathering the previous year's lifeguards in under the assumption that they, of course, passed the test prior to sitting on the lifeguard tower, which, of course, brings in the USLA guideline requirements that we will not quite meet. But I have reached out to them to discuss what are other beaches doing to still meet the certification requirements. So as soon as I get some answers back from that, I'll certainly get that information to you. And then furthermore, there's some discussion. Once the season begins, we do have many things to consider. For example, regulating close contact with the beach patrons, the PPE needs for the lifeguards while on the stands, while riding the four-wheelers, and of course, while speaking with beachgoers. And then one question was brought up, I believe, with Riceville Beach was a potential guard had brought up the question if they were exposed to a COVID medical, basically if they were exposed, would the town provide medical coverage for that? As I stated, of course, I do not need answers from these today, but at least get the wheels spinning as we move forward into the lifeguard season, to assure, of course, that as the season begins, we can protect our beaches.
How long does the training normally take?
The training that we currently do is 2 weeks. It's usually about 40 hours, and we basically encompass the entire USLA requirement, half of which is beach-related rescues, multi-victim rescues, unconscious victim rescues, and then the rest is more medical-oriented for CPR, heat strokes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All the medical emergencies that you might see on the beach. And we usually split it up 1 week and 1 week.
Okay. Clearly, we need to think about this because we certainly would want to be ready for an opening and not wait 2 weeks for our lifeguards, right? If we were to take an action.
Yeah, no, I think so.
So,
can you capture that in email and send it to us? Because I know Mandy would want, we want Mandy to look at your questions around medical support and workers' comp and all that. And I'm sure that the League of Governors haven't thought about that for lifeguards and other part-time employees that are interacting with the public yet, or if they have, I haven't seen anything on it. Have you seen anything, Mandy, specifically around those type people?
No, not specifically, but I can dive into it and look.
Yeah. And then, Anna, please let us know when you need the answers by so we can make sure and get them back to you, right?
Yeah, obviously with the dates unknown in the future, we still have the date set for May 2nd, May 9th. That all obviously depends on what happens after May, but I believe most of the questions are going to come down to PPE-related issues.
Yes.
How do we treat patients? How do we basically talk and interact with the public? So definitely bring more to council in the next few weeks.
Oh, glad you're looking out about it.
Well, that's a tough question. If you get a drowning victim and you are, you know, doing CPR in their chest and trying to give them air, yeah, that's about as close as you're going to get to somebody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a tough question. Okay, we have work to do on that one.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief.
Good question. Thanks,
Chief. Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Going back to the parking ordinance, the where it says parking as well as beach access, take out the as well as and put in and or of the salt.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. Jim, Public Works.
Good afternoon, everybody. As you know, we're having the courtesy pickup going on at this time. But Public Works is contemplating and asking for suggestions and stuff from council about possibly delaying the miscellaneous pickup until all restrictions are lifted from the town due to the coronavirus. Just because we don't know what people have, we do not know what kind of germs is coming out of their house and stuff like that. We honestly do not know how to handle this. I also don't know what will come of it as far as mattresses and stuff like this. So I'm suggesting to council that we delay the miscellaneous until all restrictions are lifted.
Have people been compliant with the yard agreement?
Yes. I would say 99% of the residents have complied with it. You know, so, but well, this.
Would you just like to suspend the picking up of anything that comes out of the interior vault?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Not a bad question at all.
Well, I mean, there's a period of time after which the virus dies.
Exactly.
Right? And yeah. And so your request is that we push it out until.
That we delay miscellaneous until all restrictions are lifted.
What?
We don't know when all restrictions are. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a time to push it out to some target date and we'll revisit it again?
I'm fine with that if council is. I mean, you guys know I wasn't involved with it all anyway, so.
Is any other community doing that? I mean, maybe we want to look at it and see what.
Well, how about a recommended date to review this? As of now, we're not going to direct them to pick up miscellaneous items. When will we revisit this question?
Let's give it 2 weeks.
Well, what? How about our
3 weeks?
Well, maybe. Or I mean,
maybe.
So right now, the mayor's, I mean, not the mayor's, the governor's state of emergency expires or is renewed on
29th.
The 29th of April. So why don't we look at it then?
Or the
that's about 9 days away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I liked your original idea about the May meeting.
Yeah, that's it.
The May Town Council meeting.
I was interviewing with the doctor today through the internet, and she recommended, number one, I'm in the high-risk group of being an old guy, but even after the bans are lifted, she recommends the high-risk groups still quarantine themselves for 2 weeks to let it kind of moderate. So we might, whatever we do with the miscellaneous pickup stuff, we may not just want to do it the day after the ban is lifted, but give it another 10 days or so to.
Well, that's a good point, John, and I think we would need to do that. If we look at it in the May meeting, I certainly want to, if we have the opportunity to open things up, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to do some things minimally, we certainly want to pick all this stuff up just before Memorial Day, holiday, right. Weekend. So if we look at it in the May meeting, we actually may set it for sometime in June. Or if we think we can do it earlier, we can certainly meet on it. We're going to continue to have the emergency meetings.
I'm fine with that. I mean.
Okay. Any other comments?
So what are we going to do?
We're going to look at, we will readdress this question in the May meeting or sooner. But for now, you don't have to worry about doing this until we give you the green light.
Okay, thank you.
We need to make a motion. Like, to do
well, that's true. Okay.
We need to send an email out about that also, right?
We're not picking up, or we are picking up?
We're not going to pick up the miscellaneous.
The bulk
stuff that would come out, the bulk trash that would come out of
the Thursday pickups.
The garage that would come out of.
Well, the courtesy one, because if people pile stuff on the side, we're still going to pick it up on Thursday, right, Jimmy?
Yes, but I'm asking council.
You're asking for people not to encourage people to do it by not charging. Exactly. That's what you're asking for. Right.
Well, they're not supposed to be putting out miscellaneous anyway. Only vegetation is rest of this week anyway.
Right. Right.
So the weeks after is what I'm asking for.
So you're going to finish up this week.
Oh, yes, sir.
So we've got time to tell people. Okay.
Exactly.
So I make a motion that we stop the courtesy pickup after this Friday.
Wait,
yeah.
That's not
a
courtesy pickup.
No. It's not. Yeah, can I say something?
Yes, Mandy. Yeah.
So I have
this will be for our Thursday route pickup.
Yeah, Thursday's period, not just the.
But people are going to stop putting stuff out, so then what are we going to do?
They still put. I mean, we charge them for bulk pickup.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm asking suggestions from council. Do we notify the residents to hold off on putting out miscellaneous stuff?
Now
so we send an email out.
So yeah. You're asking for more than the courtesy. You're actually stopping it all.
Yeah, after this week, right. No more pickups on Thursdays until the restrictions are lifted.
Okay, what is the will of council? How do you guys feel about it?
I'm asking for Thursdays completely stopped.
I'm fine. My concern is we're not communicating very well and
we're going to
leave stuff on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Alan, you had a point?
Well, I understand what Jimmy's saying, but if it's yard debris and people put it out on the street, we all pick it up. If they're putting out all furniture and mattresses and that type of thing that come from the inside of a house, we want to suspend that for a while. I'm okay with that. We just got to say the right things.
Right. Well, I'm worried about the communication.
We're not going away with the courtesy pickup.
Yeah, okay. I'm worried about the communication portion.
Mine too.
But I'm fine with it, because I've always hated it when people pile just whatever out there. You know, cut it up in your backyard and put it in the trash can over a month. But people pile all kinds of stuff. Or put it in your own truck and carry it to the dump.
Right. I just don't want to expose the guys no more than we have.
No, I understand your point. Yeah, it's a great point.
So, what's the motion?
So, I think the motion is the town is suspending curbside debris pickup with the exception of yard debris until we suspend the state of emergency. Is it bulk pickup? How's it in the fee structure?
I think isn't it bulk pickup?
We go miscellaneous and yard debris is what we go.
Yeah, that's how
we usually refer to it as like bulk.
Bulk pickup.
Okay.
So if you just say bulk pickup, just say that the only thing that can be put out on Thursdays is yard debris.
Yes.
No household items.
Yeah. No household items or miscellaneous debris will be picked up by Public Works until further notice. Yard debris will still be picked up on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yes, sir.
That's my motion. You guys got to figure out how to communicate it, Mandy, better than that. But,
okay.
I mean, I'm following that motion.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay.
Thanks for helping us take care of your guys, Jimmy.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy. Nikki?
Nothing.
Nothing? How's the food going?
Good evening. The no contact food drive is going along really well. As of 4:30 today, we were at $7,235 in monetary donations, and the food, there's quite a bit more food today. So we have four more pickup days, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, and Wednesday, or four more drop-off days.
Great.
Great.
Anything else? If you folks heard that on the telephone, thank you, Curie Beach, for that generosity.
Absolutely.
And we are not finished. Well done.
Thank you,
John?
No updates.
Okay. Arlen?
No updates from finance either.
All right. Mandy? Admin?
At the last meeting, we were asked to come up with a volunteer system to match with citizens that might be in need in the event when everything is lifted. We started looking into that. Nikki actually was, a citizen reached out to Nikki today in regards to that. She has experience with it and a plan that she has put in place in other communities. And so she's volunteered to work with us on that. So we are probably going to be reaching out to her, especially since she has the experience on the matching system and how to track it as well, and work with her on getting that kind of established so that in the event we are lifted and have a soft opening or an opening, we can put that in play.
So she'll be designing something to go on our website?
I haven't spoken with her, but based on her email, she has this already designed that she did for another community, and she has the data entry sheets that we can use and look at and kind of go back to model from. So we would probably be reaching out to her just for her suggestions and ideas, since she has this experience.
Okay. We'll continue to look at this. I understand it's a work in process.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Are y'all looking at Curie Beach or countywide, or?
We're looking at Curie Beach.
Okay. Right.
I don't know that we can handle the whole county by ourselves, but for now we're starting with Curie Beach.
Okay. I mean, there are a lot of programs in the county already.
Right.
Up and operating. Somebody wants to volunteer.
So people cut grass, deliver food, help in a lot of ways. A lot of work to do. If you have energy, sign up.
So that's, we don't currently have anywhere for them to sign up yet.
I know.
So we'll be sending out communications about that.
I know.
That.
Good.
Very good. Thanks, Mandy. Okay, we have an order of business on our resolution. And coming up is the, in Section 7 under short-term rentals. It says, furthermore, effective immediately, there will be no new rental occupancies with rental terms of less than 90 days allowed within the town of Curie Beach until April 22nd or until this order has been rescinded. So that's the 22nd or rescinded. The 22nd is occurring first. Do we have any discussion from council?
Well, I think we wrote it so until rescinded, so it's good. I think the issue is a lot of people are asking us what we think is going to happen with it, right? Which I don't know that any of us know what the governor's going to do. But I think everyone that reads that is reading the April 22nd, and they're like, well, that's the end. They're not reading the very next statement that says until rescinded. So, you know, I'd make a motion we either strike that April 22nd or we make it to match the governor's loosening of restrictions on short-term rentals across the state. Because it's in his state of emergency as well as the county, I believe. Is that not right? I'm looking out to people that have looked at it more recently than me, but I know the county has it in theirs.
I know the county has it. I don't think the state has it.
I think we need to be consistent with what the health groups are doing so there's not confusion.
Right.
Whether it's the county or the
extend it up to the 29th and then address it again the 27th.
I think extend it to the 29th and then we'll have to see what the governor and the county are doing then.
So we will extend it until we reconsider our entire resolution, which is the 29th. Is that the will of council?
I agree.
I'm fine with that. Good.
So we're making another amendment. Okay.
Just to change.
We're going to need a motion for this?
You need a motion for that? I make a motion we change the date in that section from April 22nd to April 29th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any other items to be brought up at this point in time?
I think just two updates. One, I assume everyone on council and in the room holding the attorney's got something for
us. Point of order. Open up the regular town meeting and recess until the end of this meeting. Well, 6 o'clock.
Oh. Okay. Thank Good you, point.
Andy. So I make the motion.
Don't we usually put that in when we announce it? As soon as possible, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock or soon thereafter. So it doesn't matter if we run over.
Are you okay if we ran over there, town attorney? Then because we're just getting close.
Yeah.
The agenda doesn't say or soon thereafter. It says at 6 o'clock.
The notice that went out on the website to the Sunshine List said soon or soon thereafter. Not on
our notice. Does always say that.
So it's not the same. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Not a problem. Thanks, Sandy.
It's good to make sure we do it right.
Yep.
So two things, Council. One, I assume that everyone read the notice from the change of state of emergency of the town of Wrightsville Beach, which came out yesterday at 6 p.m. and went into effect today at noon, opening their beach with all kinds of exceptions on parking. So basically, if you can get to the beach, you can go to the beach, but you can't park anywhere. As we said last week, I would like council's consensus to direct the police chief and fire chief to work with the police and fire chiefs of Wrightsville Beach to understand the issues that they're having as they're working through that process. So that's number one. I'm requesting consensus to direct council. Do I have your consensus to direct the chief?
I don't have a problem with that. That's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
So chief, please reach out to your respected associates and understand any issues, and please let's make sure council does. And then secondly, I've forwarded to council information from the Jacksonville Beach opening. I looked for Surf City, but could not find any information on how it went Saturday or Sunday. And then I did look on the cameras today at Wrightsville Beach at 12:05, and there were people already on the beach, even though it was raining at the time. But the Florida Jacksonville opening was interesting, and I just encourage you to follow the openings as they're occurring. Jacksonville Beach app opened at 5 p.m. Friday afternoon, and within 29 minutes, they had 1,500 people on the beach. Not social distancing. There are pictures online. I encourage anyone that's interested in the issue to go to Google Images and just Google Jacksonville Beach opening, or any of the other beaches in Florida. I encourage you to also look at the news media on what happened to those beaches. That's exactly the concern that council has to address as we move forward. I appreciate the police chief's work in this area, and we will work forward on that, and we will closely watch Wrightsville Beach. And then we'll see what the county has to say. I thought that meeting was today, but I guess it's been delayed till Wednesday as far as the public health recommendations. No further updates from the emergency manager.
Okay. Anything else? It is getting time to move into the council meeting, but I'll open up for questions if we can get through them pretty quickly. State your name and address. Okay.
Want a motion to move to or continue this on Wednesday following your meeting with the other?
I think so, Wednesday afternoon.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What time?
Emergency meeting is closed.
You didn't tell me at 5?
5. Make a motion to open the regularly scheduled council meeting.
Well,